Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the BBC has been ordered to pay £84,000 to Gerry Adams after he won his libel case at the High Court in Dublin. The former Sinn Féin leader sued the corporation over a programme in which an anonymous source alleged he ordered the killing of a British informant in 2006, something he has denied. Jennifer O'Leary was a reporter on the programme in 2016.
I said in the witness box that I had nothing to hide, only sources to protect, and I want to thank them for trusting me. I'm a big believer in trying your best in life and going about your business with integrity.
A man accused over the crash at the Liverpool Trophy Parade has appeared in court and been remanded in custody. 53-year-old Paul Doyle's facing 7 counts relating to 6 of those hurt when a car hit crowds in the city on Monday. The captain of a container ship that crashed in the North Sea has pleaded not guilty to manslaughter. 59-year-old Vladimir Motin was in charge of the vessel when it collided with an oil tanker. Bryony Williams reports from the Old Bailey.
36 crew were rescued from both ships, but one sailor from the Solong, Filipino national Mark Angelo Pernia, was missing and then presumed dead. There will be a case management hearing in September.
A person's been arrested on suspicion of arson after a fire at a First World War airfield in Salisbury. Part of a Grade 2 listed hangar at Old Sarum collapsed. The airfield is recognised by the government as a nationally important archaeological site. And if it's good enough for ABBA, it's good enough for the Spice Girls. Former manager Simon Fuller's in talks for them to reunite as avatars like ABBA The Voyage. Plans for an in-person comeback tour last year were reportedly scuppered by Victoria, but the message this time is say you'll be there. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed up 56 points at 87.72. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.19. And the weather, after a mostly dry night with a low of 8 degrees, tomorrow we'll see rain in the north but sunny spells elsewhere and a high of 26. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Now, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want as we head into the weekend. Little Mascagni, here's Cavalleria Rusticana and the Intermezzo on Classic FM.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Banks of Green Willow from Butterworth, the Academy of St Martin in the Fields, directed by Neville Marriner. And before we had the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, with Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana. They played us the intermezzo. And Camilla's got in touch on WhatsApp to say, Margarita, it's our daughter Charlotte's first birthday today, and she loves listening to Classic FM when she has her evening bath. Could you please wish her a very happy birthday? This is a very happy first birthday from Mummy Camilla, Daddy Mark, and all of her family. We've had a lovely day with the family in the garden, and we're now driving to Dorking for a wedding tomorrow. Thank you so much. A message and a mention before 20 past five would be wonderful. Well, hopefully we've got that one in time, and in time for you all to celebrate Charlotte's first birthday with a little gem from Chopin. Thank you. Chopin's Waltz in A-flat major, played by the brilliant Stephen Hough, and playing that for Charlotte, celebrating her first birthday today, alongside all the family and a big fan of Classic FM. Lovely to have you listening. Now, talking of celebrations, tonight at 9 on Classic FM, we celebrate Debbie Wiseman, marking 10 years as Classic FM's composer in residence, with a very special series called Real Music with Debbie Wiseman. The composer, who is celebrated across the industry, film and TV scores, will be speaking to legends that she has written music for and about the characters that she's composed music for. Tonight, that all gets underway 9 p.m. here on Classic FM with Debbie in conversation with the author and actress Sheila Hancock.
Classic FM.
Nicholas Daniel and the Peterborough String Orchestra with the finale of Cimarosa's Oboe Concerto in C minor. And just before that, on Classic FM, we heard from Smetana, The Bastard Bride, the overture performed by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra. So on the way next, the music takes us stateside on Classic FM. That's after Tim brings us all the latest on the travel to ensure a smooth journey home wherever you're headed this evening.
Classic FM.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get a 10-pack of McVitie's Jaffa Cake Original, now £1, down from £1.50. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, Jaffa Cakes ends 24th of June. Club Card are up required. Classic FM travel.
In Cumbria, one lane is closed on the M6 northbound from junction 43 for Carlisle to junction 44 for Carlisle North. That's for emergency resurfacing repairs. In Hertfordshire, all traffic is being held on the M1 southbound at junction 18 for Hemel Hempstead. That's because of a medical emergency. In Kent, the M2 Medway Viaduct still has two lanes closed from junction 3 for Chatham to junction 2 for Rochester, with the exit slip road at junction 2 closed. It's down to those emergency bridge repairs. In Surrey, there's a lane closed on the exit slip road of the M23 northbound at junction 9 for Gatwick. A bit further west in Surrey, two lanes are closed on the M3 northbound before junction 2 for the M25. That's because of a broken down car.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Chamber Choir of Lincoln Minster School with the music of Howard Goodall. We had the theme to Mr. Bean. And before, Joshua Bell, the Philharmonia Orchestra, and David Zinman conducting for Bernstein's America. You're listening to Classic FM. It's Margarita Taylor seeing you towards Friday evening and the weekend to come with a very sweet moment on the way. And talking of the start to the weekend, something rather special tonight at nine.
She's the mastermind behind some of your favourite film and TV soundtracks. And now, Classic FM composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, turns interviewer.
Yes, I can't wait to be joined by stars I've written music for and collaborated with over the years. This week, it's Dame Sheila Hancock.
That magic skill of that high note at the end is extraordinary, supernatural.
Real music with Debbie Wiseman.
Starts tonight at 9. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The serenade from Roman Hofstetter's string quartet in F, Imusici, performing. It's Margarita Taylor with you as we head towards Friday evening on Classic FM. Music from the Nutcracker next, The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
This is Classic FM.
Marietta's Lead by Korngold, performed by Nicola Benedetti, who's just announced her first solo tour in almost a decade. She's playing 14 dates, 14 venues across the UK and Ireland at the end of this year. She played for us this evening with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Karabits. And the piece before, the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Simon Rattle, brought us the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. Now, thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £185 million. Imagine what you could do with that. If you've got any events this summer or even a barbecue tomorrow with that kind of money in the bank, you could have a full orchestra play your soundtrack to your event live, or maybe even a summer wedding. My goodness, best of luck if you're taking part in tonight's draw. Now on Classic FM, from Mozart, the Clarinet Concerto in A.
Thank you.
Third movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A, Michael Collins and the Swedish Chamber Orchestra performing. Music next on Classic FM for a summer celebration.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
I'm Tim Leoro. I love waking up with you every weekend morning, and I can promise you loads of fantastic music to get the day going. Musical sunshine, relaxing favourites, movie music, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Yep, it's all here, along with that wonderful weekend feeling.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of great British porridge.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with Well Kid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The Well Kid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee and a wide choice of investment options, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy!
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back. With more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood. Like your favorite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player. Radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Gerry Adams has been awarded £84,000 in damages after winning a libel case against the BBC. He sued the corporation in Dublin after an anonymous source in a 2016 programme claimed he sanctioned the murder of a British informant. The former Sinn Féin leader has always denied any involvement in the death of Dennis Donaldson. Mr Adams spoke to reporters outside the High Court after the ruling.
I'm very mindful of the Donaldson family in the course of this long trial, and indeed of the victims' families who have had to watch all of this.
The BBC says it's disappointed with the verdict. Comedian Russell Brand will go on trial next summer, accused of rape and sexual assault. He's pleaded not guilty to five charges. The allegations relate to four women, and offences are said to have taken place between 1999 and 2005 in London and Bournemouth. A father of three accused of driving a car into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League title parade has appeared in court.